chapter 25, starting at verse 20. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
For it is as if a man, going on a journey, summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, each according to his ability. Then he went away. The one who had received the 5 talents went off at once and traded with them, and made 5 more. In the same way, the one who had the 2 talents made 2 more talents. But the one who had received the 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. Then the one who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 more, saying, Master, you handed over to me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. And the one with the 2 talents also came forward, saying, Master, you handed over to me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. And the one who had received the 1 talent also came forward, saying, Master, I knew that you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours. But his master replied, You wicked and lazy slave, you knew, did you, that I reap where I did not sow, and gather where I did not scatter? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on my return I would have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him, and give it to the one with the 10 talents. For to all those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. As for this worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
So may I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Parables can be God's exciting way of challenging us to a mystery hunt, with the treasure being new insights into the nature of life, which can enrich us in many ways if we act upon it once it is discovered. And we know that Jesus told several parables as a way to explain what the kingdom of God is like. And the parable of the talents is being one of them. So what do these talents represent? Well, originally the term stood for a unit of weight, about 75 pounds or 30 or so kilos, but later for a unit of coinage. The word talent, though in biblical times referred to a huge amount of money, now denotes a particular gift or ability with which a person is given. We've all been given talents in varying degrees, but remember, they are all God-given. So the parable speaks of an employer who, before he set off on a journey, entrusted his servants with talents. He gave them different amounts according to their ability. And the talents are not given to the servants for their own use. They remain the property of the absent master. What is asked is that they make use of these talents, just like we are to use our God-given gifts to the best of our ability. Not for ourselves, but to build up the kingdom and make a positive contribution to the community to which we belong, the Christian community as the body of Christ. In practice, that means taking an active part in our church, in our parish, and in making a contribution to better our society. Today, then, is a day for us to identify what those gifts actually are. And having done so, look for opportunities to use that gift. God has entrusted much to us. He went to all that work to create a perfect world, and he put humankind in charge of it all. What incredible confidence he has in his finite creatures. We are managers of all that belongs to God, and with that comes great responsibility. Not all of us have equal responsibility. But in verse 15, we know to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, each according to his own ability. The master in this parable is not only wealthy, he is also wise. He knew that his servants did not have equal ability. Likewise, God never gives to us more than we can handle. He knows our strengths and our weaknesses. And as we heard in the song, you search me and you know me not. You are familiar with all my ways. So although God has entrusted something to each of us, unfortunately, some of us who have been entrusted with little don't make the most of the little we've got. And very few things are ever accomplished unless we step out in faith and take certain risks. Many of us have problems making decisions, taking those steps of faith. And so we end up being poor managers of God's resources. God has given us gifts and talents. Use them, for there are serious consequences in failing to make the most of what we've got. None of us should have to be, or want to be, the third servant. This man was afraid of losing what he'd been given, and so he buried it. And often it's not the ones who have lots of abilities who are afraid of using them for God. More likely it's those who think that they don't have very many that go and bury them in the ground. It's scary to admit, but many of us are just like the 1 talent servant. Why? Through the fear of failure. We can miss opportunities to do something significant with our gifts or talents or possessions simply because we fear failure. How many of us, through such fear, don't step out and invest the gifts and abilities God has given us, and so missing opportunities to use and develop those talents to their full potential? Instead, we leave such treasure lying buried in the dirt. As Christians, we are to work using our talents to glorify God, serve the common good, and further God's kingdom. Who cares if you try something great for God and you fall flat on your face? Or you plan it all out when nothing happens and you think, oh, what a failure. Or maybe it wasn't a failure at all. For God works in all things for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. When you try things for God, it's impossible to run out of resources, and it's virtually impossible to fail in his eyes anyway. And don't worry that God may have given you less than someone else. That doesn't matter. God looks at what he has given us, with what opportunities we've had, and how we respond to those opportunities. I'm sure that the third servant would have given anything for a second chance to be able to prove his worth, which his opportunity had gone. The text says that he is cast into outer darkness where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. But don't forget, this is a parable. Symbolism and metaphors are used to make a point. The outer darkness is a symbol not of literal darkness in God's kingdom, but represents a sense of loss and regret over not being faithful with his talent. So to conclude, the parable of the talents teaches that God always gives us everything we need to do what he has called us to do. We're not all created equal, and we may want to protest this as unfair, Yet from our own experiences, I'm sure we know that diversity is woven into the fabric of creation. And even though we're not created equal in regard to the talents we're given, there is equality found in the parable. For it takes just as much work for the 5-talent servant to produce 5 more, as it does for the 2-talent servant to produce 2 more talents. And that is why the reward given by the master is the same. We are to work for the master and not for our own self purposes, but to honour God. So let's feel satisfaction and joy from doing our best with what God has given us in the place or places where he puts us, seeking to succeed in order to honour him. It's about how we use our talents to fulfil our earthly calling. As we are responsible for what we do for God, with what we have been given, and one day we will be held accountable for our actions on the day of judgment. But don't worry, there is still time to be obedient with faithful living, putting to use those God-given gifts we have. Simply look around, find a ministry that is doing something you can get excited about. Go and talk to someone and say, I'm really excited about what you're doing, what God is doing through this role. I want to get involved, I want to help. What can I do? But more importantly, say to yourself, what can I offer? And only then can we expect to hear those words, well done, good and faithful servant. Remember the words from Genesis, God saw everything that he had made and behold, it was very good. You and I are part of God's creation. People with different abilities and disabilities are part of God's good creation. Each is loved. Each has many gifts. But all is not well in this world God has made. There is cruelty, hatred, violence, and despair. May God help us to use our gifts to build a better world as we pray, your kingdom come. And may we never forget that God knows us, is with us, and loves us.